This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. A new era is underway for the Laguna de Santa Rosa Foundation. The environmental nonprofit has recently transitioned longtime board member David Bannister into the executive director's job, and yesterday they celebrated the completion of a complex project to restore a century-and-a-half-old farmhouse into their new home. Artwork depicting the meandering waterway still stands stacked against a wall in Bannister's new office, but now he's got the real thing just down the hill outside his window.
Right now you can see the tree line where the laguna is, because in September it's down to a creek size. But under flood conditions, we'll be able to see it, and it may even block our entrance into the location as it floods all the way up across Sanford Road at times.
During a break, showing off the modernized interior of the stone farmhouse, which has been cleaned up but essentially unchanged on the outside, Bannister reflected on what had been needed to accomplish the job.
It took a lot of energy, a couple of years worth of work and fundraising and a lot of knocking on doors and asking for community assistance. The wood floors here are donated materials that was left over from a job that somebody else had. So it's been a lot of love and a lot of labor to get it done.
Ken Churchill, who volunteered to manage the two-year restoration job, said good fortune seemed to smile on the project consistently.
Every time something needed to happen, it came. Like, we were debating whether to buy cherry doors or go with a cheaper painted door. And it was $1,000 difference. And I walked out to my mailbox that day, and I had a $1,000 check in there from Connie Cotting. The check had nothing to do with the doors, but the money just showed up.
No one is saying there's a direct connection, but Churchill notes they did have a resident observer on site, watching every move from a tall palm tree outside the front door.
We have an owl, we're calling him Barney, and he has never left. Every single time I've been here, he's sitting up in that tree. And no matter how much noise you make or what you do, it does not bother him a bit.
Also savoring the completion of the improvements yesterday was Foundation board member Guy Smith, a West County native whose memories of the solitary two-story farmhouse reach back into boyhood.
The home here always had a unique character. Even when it was abandoned, it was still very attractive. It was a standalone here in the middle of a cow pasture. That, I think, is what makes it so precious. You know, years ago at one time, the fire departments were going to burn it for drills. Fortunately, that never happened, and the city of Santa Rosa was generous enough to let us lease it for a long time.
With the $1 million restoration project done, the foundation now turns its efforts toward expanding their outdoor and youth education programs and eventually building classrooms and a full learning center. But Bannister says the original idea of adapting the old barn behind the house to that purpose has had to be adjusted.
That barn also has historical significance, like the house does, in that it's been there for 150 years, roughly, we think. So we would like to refurbish it. What we use it for kind of remains to be seen. It probably won't be the learning center itself, because it's just not appropriately constructed with insulation and plumbing and the kinds of things that you would want in a learning center.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.